88.5 KCSN. Ryan Bingham joining me, Sky Daniels, today. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks
Welcome
for having
back.
Me. Welcome
back.
Yeah.
Fear and Saturday Night, the new record. I used to have a fear of Saturday Night. Give me a little insight into what the title means and how it was a descriptive choice.
Well, I think you just called it out right there, you know. It's a, the world can be a scary, intimidating place sometimes, but, you know, it's just kind of waking up and having the courage just to get out there and face the day and get along with it.
There was a part, you know, when I joke about the fear of Saturday Night, that also, when you're younger, the idea of going out and trying to get a date or meet someone or hanging in a bar or all those things. I mean, look, when you're younger, well, heck, doesn't matter what age you are, there's a certain challenge to just feeling like you're fitting in and finding somebody, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, nothing good happens after midnight, right? But sometimes that's not a bad thing. You know?
Exactly. It's your idea of what's good and what's good for you.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think we both know...
picking your poison. Man.
Exactly. Staying on that same tact, the first track that's been released from the album is entitled Radio. Give me your perspective on the radio in radio and what that's meant to imply. Of course, you don't have to describe it entirely for the audience. Something needs to be left open to interpretation, but give me your perspective on the song.
You know, I mean, really, it just kind of goes, it's about kind of what's going on in my head, you know, and or just in your whole, you know, being, how you are in your mental state at the moment. And that was just kind of an analogy or metaphor for that. And then I also just had this, you know, I heard of the old radio DJ Wolfman Jack,
right,
out there on the border, and thinking about him driving around in his Cadillac, you know, with a transistor in the trunk and moving around and broadcasting that radio show, and just kind of putting the two of those things together was the inspiration for writing that song.
Well, I've been carrying my trouble in this pack strapped to my shoulder ever since I was a baby. I've been running from everything I know. Don't you tell me about my trouble, 'cause you know nothing about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble except for my baby and me. Well, I was born a cowboy way out west in New Mexico. When times are tough, we had to let it go. We moved to town, but they couldn't move it out of me. It's way down in my blood, thicker than anyone understood. Nobody thought that I ever would get away with the trouble in me. Well, it didn't take too long for the pills and the bottom of a bottle to dig a deep grave with a shovel and bury everything that a young boy needs. But I found me a guitar, a lonely night in a border town. Started to write it down, but it wouldn't stay away from me. And I've been carrying my trouble in this pack strapped to my shoulder ever since I was a baby. I've been running from everything I know. Don't you tell me about my trouble, 'cause you know nothing about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble except for my baby and me. Well, I got the hell out of there. I made my way up to the big town. I checked myself into the lost and found. What do you know? My baby come for me. Now I'm living a good life, away from all of your bad advice. I take every day like it's a paradise, so people stay away from me. I've been carrying my trouble in this pack strapped to my shoulder ever since I was a baby. I've been running from everything. tell me about my trouble. She know nothing about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble except for my baby and me.
You are having success in getting your music into and scoring and working with film and TV. Has the move to LA been part of that plan, or is it just coincidental?
No, I think living here definitely has been part of it. You know, I mean, it's one thing when you can, you know, you meet people and kind of put a face to the name, and through doing the music for Crazy Heart, I got to meet a lot of people in TV and film and have songs, and I think they just, you know, whenever they have a script or a storyline that they think I can relate to, they just call me up and give me a chance at it, you know. And some of the projects that I've gotten to be involved with are pretty kind of close to home of stuff that I can really relate to, you know.
A Southwest kind of.
Yeah, I grew up, you know, lived down on the border for several years down in Laredo, so I kind of lived in that world for a bit. And just some of those stories, I don't know if someone would come to me about writing, you know, about a scientist in Switzerland or something like that. I might not be able to,
You might not be the go-to.
I might not be the go-to guy on that one, but, there's a few of those out there that have come my way, and I've been really fortunate, yeah.
What about the acting side?
Yeah, I've dabbled a little bit in it, but I haven't really just been driven in that direction.
You've spent time on the road, you know, you've been, in essence, a troubadour, for real. So you know whereof you sing and speak. Was this, when you were a kid, was this your plan? Was this what you were going to do, or how did that evolve?
No, it definitely wasn't the plan. You know, I mean, I grew up and just kind of, had a rough time there for a while when I was a kid. Parents really couldn't keep down jobs and things, so we were constantly on the move from even when I was a young child, and just kind of living from town to town and place to place out of the cardboard box, and I just kind of grew up, on the move and on the road, and when music kind of came into my life, the traveling just kind of was part of something that kind of came natural to me, so that was the easy part, I just got to learn how to really play and sing. I can do this traveling, so that was one thing that was easy for me to adapt to.
Your get old. They say my diamond is too rough. You're the little, I never traded for their love. Sometimes I feel like I ain't getting nowhere. When I'm walking down that road, this burden I can't bear. But I'll never let this world get too heavy on my shoulder. My diamond always will. Weight that I'm under. You're only old to say my diamond is too rough. You're only old, I never traded for their love.
Tell me what the mindset was going into Fearing Saturday Night and what you'd hope to accomplish.
You know, I just had a lot of time with this record. You know, over the past few years and the past few albums, I just really had a lot going on in my life personally and, you know, professionally, just with, you know, the films and the awards. But then personally, you know, just lost the death of my parents and just kind of things were just a kind of a mess. You know, I just needed some time to sort that stuff out in my head. And, you know, I mean, it's life, you know, the highs and lows, and you got to ride through that stuff. And just those last few years and those last few records was just kind of a lower point in my life, and this record has just seemed to come to me at a time where things are on the upside, you know. And I just had a lot of fun with these songs, and I really, you know, each one of these records has really felt like just a, you know, another chapter of my life in some way. Songs have always just been about, you know, things that I've experienced and been through, and
further on down the road.
Yeah, it always seems like I have to go on the road for 6 or 7 months before I have anything to write about. You know, I have to go on the road for a while and travel around and meet people and see things, and then I go home and write about it. And, you know, I think this record is just, and these songs are just a reflection of just where I am in my life at the moment.
Do you feel like you have found a home? Are you starting to feel a sense of stability? Because as you've expressed a couple of times, as a kid, there wasn't stability. You know, certainly when you're a traveling troubadour, there's not a lot of... Do you feel a sense of stability now living in L.A. and that Ryan Bingham has a home?
Definitely. You know, I mean, when I first moved out here, I didn't really move out here. I was just started driving out here to visit. You know, it was me and my drummer, and we lived out of this old Suburban, and we would just kind of make our way west from Austin, and, you know, we would just keep driving until we ran out of gas. You know, we might make it to Tucson and be broke down and out of gas for a week and play some gigs, you know, to get us all the way out here. And then, you know, we made it out here and met some friends, and just we were on the couch tour, you know. And I met my wife out here, and when I finally made the big move, you know, I call it the big move. I remember I was moving out here, and I asked my then girlfriend, I said, well, you know, I want to move out here, but I really could use your help moving my stuff out from Austin.
How romantic.
She said, well, yeah. I was like, well, you know, we'll go on a road trip. We'll drive out. And so we went to Austin, and I was actually living at Joe Ely's house at the time. And we went to this room, and I had this old trunk full of stuff and a big stack of vinyl records. She looked at me, she goes, well, Is that it? Is that all you got? And I was like, yep, that's it. Let's go. She's like, well, hell, you could have just shipped it out here in a box.
From blue, still is your light of day. Share with me your wounds and open up your window to wonder. There's a helpless tune that I can help you sing. And if you ever call my name, I'll come running. Your sorrow sings in pain, I'll be there. If you ever feel a change in your weather, take shelter with me here, my dear. The snow is falling in June.
Get weary on the road, and we want you to know that there's a place that the wheels keep turning, but you can park once in a while.
Right on. I appreciate it.
Consider this place to be the radio station that you and I will come to. You know, instead of going up on a hill to find the radio station, we'll come to the radio station.
Right on.
And then we'll send it out, and someone else can drive up the hill and hear what's got to be heard.
Sounds good.
Well, it's good having you here again, and obviously we want our audience to be aware of and connect to Fear and Saturday Night, your new record, and continued success on all the projects. And hopefully from our earlier conversation, there's some casting director out there thought, you know, maybe he would be good for this part, and you'll get a script or two sent your way.
I'll give it a shot.
All right, it's Ryan Bingham live on 88.5 KCSN.